He's in Toronto for the Grand Prix. He's practicing because it's happening later this summer, the actual Grand Prix. He's actually practicing in Hamilton, which is a great place to add, you know, more motor vehicular smoke to, because, you know what, quite frankly, no one's really going to notice. Please welcome to the Mad Dog and Billy Morning Show, Mr. Frank Muniz, ladies and gentlemen.
How's it going?
Hey, man, how are you?
Very good.
Listen, before we get started, I got to play a voicemail message for you.
Okay.
This is from Danny Masterson's mom, okay?
All right.
Take a listen.
Hi, Frankie. It's Carol Masterson. How are you? Haven't seen you since the Malcolm days. But I'm sure you're enjoying your car, your racing. I know that you're doing all your car racing the last year. And I hope you're having a great luck and a really good time. And send your love to your family.
There you go.
Nice.
Nice, eh?
That's nice. From people you haven't seen in years.
What's the tie-in there, Mad Dog? Go ahead.
The tie-in there is that Danny Masterson's brother, Chris Masterson, was on Malcolm in the Middle with Frankie Muniz, who is on the telephone with us right now, the star of Malcolm in the Middle.
Now, Danny Masterson, of course, is from That 70s Show, in case you don't know.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everything has come full circle.
Yes.
We actually had the best game of the Kevin Bacon 7 Degrees of Separation game this morning, Frankie, because you can do you and Kevin Bacon in one step.
I am. I can be a part of that game forever now.
That's true.
Awesome.
You can actually play forever.
It's actually the highlight of my life.
Really?
No.
So tell us about racing cars. When did you start getting into this?
I raced in the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach Pro Celebrity Race like 3 years ago now. And, you know, it's the most fun you could ever have in your whole life. And I actually won that race, and here I am a few years later racing the real cars at the Grand Prix. And, you know, it's all happened really fast because I was just an actor 15 months ago still. You know, that's when the show ended. And, you know, I raced Formula BMW last year, and now I'm in Atlantics, and it's amazing. It's awesome. So I'm doing it.
Now, what makes picking up chicks easier, movies or racing cars?
I'm going to say racing cars.
Really? Yeah, because girls really dig it, don't they?
It's insane. I mean, not that, like, I know from personal experience.
Backtrack.
I'm just saying based on, you know, what I see at the track or the other drivers.
Sure. No.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know, maybe the danger aspect plays a big role in that. But,
and the money they make probably a little bit.
Yeah, but actors make
pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know.
It's dangerous.
Any athletes, you know, like, I think it's just attractive to, you know, have a, you know, your partner be a race car driver, right?
Absolutely.
You know, like, get to travel the world racing cars, making money doing that.
Speaking of making money, Frank, yeah, I got to ask you. I mean, you were successful pretty early. Between the Cody Banks movies and the Malcolm in the Middle stuff, are you fortunate enough that if you didn't want to work, you wouldn't have to?
You know, I hate to say it, but yeah.
First of all, don't hate to say it.
No.
You worked hard for it, so, I mean, absolutely deserving.
That's what's allowed me to basically stop being an actor and become a race car driver right now, you know, and this is what I'm focusing my life on 100%, you know, and my agents, I haven't talked to my agents or managers in months, you know, because I just told them, don't call me because I'm a race car driver now. And that's how it's been. And, you know, only reason I can do that is because of the show and the movies I did and stuff to be able to live and not have to worry about the checks. So,
got to ask you about the one of the most infamous punked episodes ever, where your Porsche is towed away.
Yeah.
And you just lost your mind.
Yeah, well, it's funny because my mom actually set that up. And you know, I'm crazy about my cars. Like, I don't like anyone touching them. I'd never valet. And I just had two cars stolen from my garage and totally stripped.
Oh.
But, like, you know, they had, like, TVs and all the stupid stuff in them.
Right.
And I just had gotten one back because they got one back and I rebuilt it, like, put all the stuff back in it. So my mom was expecting, because she knew I was getting that car back that day, that I would drive that car. But instead, I was driving my 56 Porsche Speedster, which actually meant a lot more to me.
I got to ask you, Frankie, being you know, a 37-year-old guy who's never had a cool car in his life, how old were you when you bought your first cool car, and what was it?
I was 15, and I bought the Jetta from the Fast and the Furious, the actual movie car that they used in the movie.
Oh, that's so cool. So tell us when you got back. We'll go back to Punk, and you're finishing up. When you got back to the car, when you got back and the car wasn't there, what was your first thought?
I just, because actually they played that, there was a guy who came out and met me in the parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and he said he was Ashton's assistant,
right?
So he walked me in but didn't bring me to the table where Ashton was. And, you know, there was things that he didn't show. Like when I was walking into the hotel, like people came up to ask for my autograph, and he, like, pushed them down and, like, grabbed their camera and, like, chucked it on the floor and broke it into a million pieces. And, like, I didn't know how to react, right? Because, like, I don't know if Ashton just never wanted to be photographed or something, so I didn't want to be like, yo, you know, what are you doing? So I just kind of went in and sat down and when I got back to the car, they're like, that guy you were out here in the parking lot with said that you wanted him to move your car. And I was like, I don't even know who that guy was. So I knew that, oh, well, he had stolen it. It was just like a prize for him to steal it, you know. But at first, it took a good 45 minutes to fully sink in. And, you know, they cut it to be like 5 minutes. But then I just started flipping out on the valet guy because, you know, it was a 56 Porsche Speedster. So there's only like, there's not many of those in the world.
Actually, here's the clip real quick.
He stole my Porsche Speedster.
You shouldn't be valeting a car like that anyway, dude.
Listen, we know you're busy. We're going to let you go. Frankie Muniz, by the way, not just racing cars. Just finished a couple of movies. My Sexiest Year with Harvey Keitel, who's awesome, and The Legend of Secret Pass with Michael Chiklis. We look forward to seeing you around Toronto for the Grand Prix later this summer, my friend.
For sure. It'll be awesome.